Welcome, everyone. We're here with our special guest today, Dr. Dimple Desai. She's an independent dentist in Newport Beach, California. Her practice is Luminous Smiles, and she's been on her own since 2018. And Dr. Desai, congratulations on your 40 under 40 distinction, and thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm really excited. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Excellent. Well, let's start by asking, what are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome as you've been on your dental journey? What are some of the roadblocks you've had to go around, up and over, and how'd you do it?
So prior to starting my own practice in 2018, I was an associate for multiple dentists. And in the interim, I was starting a family, got married, so forth. And so I would continue learning different dental techniques and procedures and, you know, took training with the aesthetics residency, invested in spears, and I would go to these courses and come back Monday morning and be very enthusiastic and ready for a change, only to be shattered and told that we're not ready to progress in that direction and it's just not the time for us. So eventually in 2016, I reached a point where I had decided that it's time for me to venture on my own. And at the time, my children were 4 and 6. And so at that point, it was either I purchase a dental practice or start my own. And after looking at multiple dental practices, I decided to start my own. And so I started my practice from scratch. And every single detail in my practice, I have spent numerous amount of time just investing and making sure everything was perfect, from the flooring design, from the design to the office, the logo, the brand, everything. And so it represents me, it represents our staff, and it represents how every patient should be treated and how they should, their expectations when they enter into our practice.
So talk a little bit about that. One thing I will share with everyone is that Orange County, California is particularly a tough market for dentists. There's a lot of dentists there. It's very beautiful. And a lot of dentists there have money and are not afraid to invest it in their practice. So in a market like that, what are some of the things beyond consistency that you've done to distinguish yourself and your practice?
So what I've invested in is a lot of new innovative techniques and procedures. For one, my digital scanner, I cannot live without. I think it's just a great method in terms of showing patients how their teeth are functioning, how they come together, where the wear and tear on it over the years. I feel like even when my patients see the scans, I get so many oohs and ahs. And till this day, even I ooh and ah every time I see a scan. I've probably scanned a million times. It's just a great innovative way of literally taking a patient's jaw out of their mouth and looking at it three-dimensionally and dissecting it. That communication on its own just helps in terms of discussing what the new techniques and procedures will be in order to improve what's needed for the patient. That's one. Two, I cannot live without my digital camera. So at the moment I have two. I'm probably going to get a third one this year. And I have a whole photo booth area that I love to take pictures in. And so every procedure I do pre, during and post operatory procedures, I always photograph very meticulously. And I literally analyze them at home and I just stare at my teeth. It's funny because my kids will always say, "Mom, you're looking at teeth again." I'm like, "Again." But it looks the same as the other. I was like, no, it doesn't look the same. That's important to me. And I also feel like, you know, I'm lucky to have a staff that thinks the same way that I do. They're very consistent. They're very open-hearted. And we give our full attention to every patient that comes in. And especially during COVID, we slowed things down and we have a very meticulous procedure with allowing one patient in at a time and making sure the minute they enter, they go straight into the treatment rooms.
I'm going to correct one thing you said. No one who has a great staff is lucky about it. That's conscious effort and it's really hard to get and keep great people in today's world. So kudos to you for doing that. What are one or two of the classes or procedures that you've taken from continuing education that you found have been particularly valuable?
I have to say, Dr. John Coyes is I'm his biggest advocate. He literally changed the way I practice dentistry, the way I look at teeth, the way I look at function. I am forever grateful towards him. I'll probably graduate the COIS program this year. Had a little hiccup because of COVID last year. But he, the way he teaches science-based dentistry is just so profound, and it really takes you to another level. You know, doing bread and butter dentistry is just not my style anymore. I truly look at the whole anatomy of the jaw, the teeth, how they come together. What happened here? It's not just treating it. My first question would be, how did we get to this point? What happened during your lifetime that this is what has happened? And then educating the patient in regards to that. I think it's a big eye opener. So I give all credit to the COIS Center and Dr. John COIS. He's a fabulous person.
And we share that admiration. I think John COIS is truly one of the finest dental educators I've ever met. And he's so good that I've taken a few of his classes and I understand what he's talking about. So it just goes to show he's good enough to make he's smart enough to make everything simple enough for a lay person like me, who's only moderately trained in dentistry, to really understand what's going on. And everything is evidence and science-based. So we're both big fans of John. He's fabulous. Absolutely. So it's been, you're pretty young to be so successful as a dentist. What do you think are some of the secrets to your success beyond the consistency and the continuing education?
I'm pretty persistent. I have to say that if I had to describe myself in one word, I just don't give up. The harder things are for me, the more I'm going to try to overcome it. I don't let it affect me in terms of being fearful of it. If I think, okay, I can't do this, no, I'm going to learn how to do it and master it at that point. And so I think that's gone a long way for me. You know, when I decide I want to be a dentist at 17, and I just kept on doing it, and that's what happened. And now I feel like I'm in a point where, you know, I've been out of school for 13 years now. And the more that time goes by, I feel more and more passionate about what I do. And I'm just feel like right now, dentistry is so innovative. It's such a great time to practice. Things have been made so much more simpler. And it's amazing. It's really a great time to practice.
Wow. So fabulous. What advice would you give to someone who is maybe earlier along in their dental journey and they want to be one of the 40 under 40 and be more, be, you know, praised and respected for their accomplishments at such a young age? What would you say to them?
I would say, number one, invest in yourself, invest in continuing education. I know a lot of people who get turned off by, oh, it's very expensive. You know, it's just too much money. But really, nobody can take away what you've invested in yourself, your education, and just pursuing to be a better clinician. And that's what's going to distinguish you. I feel that the more you learn, the more that you practice those techniques and experience, you're just going to stand out and just be a way better clinician, dentist, and a provider to your patients.
No doubt. And beyond John COIS, who are some of your other dental inspirations, whether dental or outside of dental? Who do you find inspiring?
I would have to say my husband's pretty inspirational in a cheesy way. You know, he is really the reason why I also decided to pursue myself. He's just said, I'm sick of hearing you complain every Monday afternoon how you can't do what you want to do. And, you know, he said, let's do it. And at first, you know, building a practice from scratch in Orange County is not easy and it takes a lot out of you. And he would just constantly say, it's okay, we're going to do this and it's going to be great. So he's very mild mannered and just a really great motivator. I have to say that. My parents, obviously, you know, I'm the only one who's ever, first of all, graduated from undergrad. And I'm the only person that's ever even been into this field out of my whole family. And so, you know, at first they were like, oh, who wants to look in people's mouths all day? That's terrible. But now my dad's ready to do full mouth rehabilitation. And just, he's like, when is it my turn? And so they've been really supportive of me, my journey, and just letting me be me.
That's great. Well, one of the things you mentioned that I think can't be overstated enough is No one has success on their journey on their own, right? So whether it's your team or your husband or your family, we all need help along the way. And one of the things that I think is unsung about dentistry is it's very rare to meet a successful dentist, especially independent practitioner, who doesn't have some sort of support and help on the family side. Otherwise, the work-life balance just becomes very, very difficult. So having your husband believe in you and your children believe in you and your parents believe in you must have been very important.
Most definitely. They're my backbone and just that support. And just, you know, not every day is perfect. I mean, in dentistry is a really, really hard career. You're meticulously working. And the more you want to be a better clinician, the more details matter. So it kind of gets you to this OCD effect that you can't let go. And I feel like it gets worse as you age and practice more because you care more. And so, you know, it's great to be around those who understand you and understand where you're trying to go and just push you in that right direction.
So talk a little bit, you're sort of alluding to it, a little bit about work-life balance, right? So that's one of the things I think everyone who's a dentist struggles with. How do you deal with the work-life balance issues and where do you draw lines and how do you find the time to be a great wife and mother and business owner?
So I don't sleep much. That's a secret. I've never been much of a sleeper. And so I like to start my day early, like 5 o'clock in the morning. And you know, I have two children, they're 7 and 9. So they're not that much older. They're still very young. And so, you know, especially right now, it's like, okay, pack lunches, make breakfast, let's go. You know, and my kids have been really understanding, and I feel like it's important for them to see this at this moment in their life. But I just plan. I'm a planner. I literally have to plan everything and make sure that I execute it. And I mean, I am not a texter in terms of writing things down on my phone. I write things down on a piece of paper, and that feeling to cross it out at the end of the day is nothing more satisfying than that. Versus a check mark in your phone. So I still do. I literally walk around in my pocket with just to-do lists, from grocery lists to what I have to do at work to what I have to do when I come home. And it's just every day that list is with me.
I couldn't agree more. I'm the same way. There's something about crossing something off a list with a pen and paper that feels much better than your phone. I 100% agree. So before we close off, I do want to take a minute and ask about your fabulous first name. So your first name is Dimple. Can you talk a little bit about how you got such a unique and interesting name?
So I wish I had this exciting story to tell about my name. However, I don't. So the truth is that I'm Indian, I'm 100% Indian. And there was an Indian actress named Dimple right before I was born. And so she was a big Bollywood actress. And so my dad decided, okay, well, we're going to name her Dimple. And so up until I think I was maybe 16, I was like, I'm for sure changing my name. I've gotten every rhyme under the sun, making fun of it. And then finally, I feel like now, especially with my profession, I've kind of grown into it. And so the best is when I have to tell my patients. And so I say the same story every time. And then at the end, they look at me like, that's it. I'm like, that's it. That's the story.
Well, it's a wonderful name, especially great for a dentist because smiles and dimples are what we do. So well done. And we're glad to have you. So Dr. Desai, thank you for taking the time today. Congratulations again on your 40 under 40 distinction. And really congratulations on figuring out the formula for a successful independent practice, work-life balance, wife, mother, daughter. And thank you very much for being here today and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We'll be right back.